Hello, this is Anne with an item about the forthcoming Platinum Pudding Competition with information from the websites Bustle and the BBC. On the 2nd of June 2022, we will celebrate another unique milestone in our history, Her Majesty the Queen's 70th year as our monarch and head of the Commonwealth. This will be her Platinum Jubilee. It is a feat no previous monarch has achieved, as she will become the first British monarch ever to mark 70 years on the throne. There will be a long weekend of celebrations from Thursday the 2nd of June to Sunday the 5th of June. Buckingham Palace has launched a competition to find a dessert fit for royalty in celebration of the event. The Platinum Pudding Competition will serve as a long-lasting reminder of the 95-year-old monarch's reign. The hope is that the platinum pudding will follow in the footsteps of dishes such as coronation chicken or Victoria sponge. The winner of the quest, in partnership with Fortnum & Mason and the Big Jubilee Lunch, which is organising neighbourhood celebrations for the bank holiday weekend, will be chosen by judges including Dame Mary Berry, Monica Galletti, and the head chef at Buckingham Palace, Mark Flanagan. He has told entrance to the Platinum Pudding Competition, which is open to all UK residents aged 8 and over, to keep it simple, recommending that they should think subtle and elegant rather than fussy and overcomplicated, focusing on flavours that sing. The deadline for the competition is February the 4th. A panel of 8 judges, including chefs and historians, will whittle the entries down to 5 finalists who will be invited to Fortnum & Mason's Piccadilly store in March to create their masterpieces for the judges in the final round. The winning recipe will then be chosen as the Platinum Pudding and shared with an estimated 200,000 Big Jubilee Lunch Street parties taking place over the 4-day celebratory weekend in June. But it won't be the first special dish associated with UK royalty. Victoria sponge. It's another classic at a traditional tea party, the Victoria sponge. But it was actually thought to have been introduced to Britain for children. During the 1800s, afternoon tea consisted of seed cake and fruit cake. For safety reasons, it was believed that children should not eat a cake containing pieces of fruit or seeds. Therefore, the light and fluffy Victoria sponge, made of eggs, flour, sugar and butter, was introduced. A traditional Victoria sponge was accompanied by a delicious jam filling, but buttercream was added at a later date. Queen Victoria, who was the British monarch between 1837 and 1901, was known to enjoy the small cakes with her afternoon tea, and the tea time treat was eventually named after her. Battenberg cake. The cross section of a yellow and pink Battenberg cake is an iconic one, seen on plenty of party platters. But the cake's name is also suspected to have been fit for another royal celebration. The cake was said to have been named in honour of the marriage of Princess Victoria, a granddaughter of Queen Victoria, to Prince Louis of Battenberg in 1884. The name refers to the German town of Battenberg, where the groom was from. Some historians say this name wasn't introduced until a number of years later. The cake has also been written about with the names Domino Cake, Neapolitan Roll, and Church Window Cake. Coronation Chicken. This traditionally British dish is often eaten in sandwiches, on jacket potatoes, or in salads. It usually contains chicken, a creamy curry sauce, and sometimes sultanas or raisins. The recipe for Poulet Reine Elisabeth was originally created by chef Rosemary Hume and her students at the world-famous cookery school, Le Cordon Bleu, London. It was served at the coronation luncheon in 1953 and was believed to be inspired by the Jubilee chicken created for George V's Silver Jubilee in 1935.